As National Black Business Month comes to a close, we are excited to share this amazing conversation with local entrepreneurs Todd and Nichelle of Treehouse Juicery. Listen now as they share how they got started, what keeps them going, and how they have grown and scaled their business. A very special thanks to the small businesses who have partnered with us to be featured on our podcast and who have supported our pop-ups and social events in the past. Your businesses have inspired us and encouraged us to keep going. For now, let's jump into this long-awaited and overdue interview with Baltimore's own Treehouse Juicery. Hello, world. Welcome back to another episode of the We Should Record That podcast with Sierra and Jasmine. Today, we are continuing our celebration of Black Business Month, and we're joined by two Black business owners, super talented creatives who are an inspiration and a guide to entrepreneurs, Todd and Nichelle. Todd and Nichelle are owners of Treehouse Juicery, a Baltimore-based juice catering business that offers a healthy alternative to fast food. Treehouse delivers cold-pressed juices to your door, and you can always find them at a local event across the city. Since it was created, its focus has been to educate the community on healthy lifestyle choices. Todd and Nichelle, you have created a business that creates impact in our city, and we are excited to speak with you today. So welcome to the podcast.
Hey, guys. Hey, how y'all doing?
We're doing good. Thank you guys for joining us.
Yeah. Sure. Happy to be here.
So happy to have you guys. To get started, if you can tell us a little bit about yourselves and how you started Treehouse Juicery.
So Treehouse Juicery started out of my need to heal back in, I believe, it started just as a lifestyle. I wanted to get healthy in college. I was unhealthy, ate a lot of junk food, doing essays at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I had a lot of health issues, ulcers, overweight, everything. And I just decided I wanted to change my life. So over the years, I started to incorporate juicing and just going vegan. And, you know, I met Nichelle and she was like, you know, you're already living a lifestyle. Let's turn this into a business. And it just took off at that.
Yeah. Look at Nichelle's a woman coming. We love it.
This makes sense. I put them on the right track.
That's it. Ain't going back since. We love to see it. Congratulations, y'all.
Yes, I love that. I've always wanted to ask you guys, I don't think, because Treehouse Juicery, they've been it with us for our social events in the past, and their juice is amazing, by the way. Let's start there. That's one. And then two, I never really had a chance to sit down with you guys and ask you additional questions. So I didn't know that was the start of your business. So thank you for sharing that, because our audience members, they're either entrepreneurs or looking to become entrepreneurs. And for the people looking to start, I think they need to know that sometimes businesses can start from something similar to your story. You know, it's something going on with you, and it allowed, and because you healed yourself, you're able to now give back and heal others. So I find that piece amazing. I didn't know that. So that's pretty cool to know. So yeah, you give it back in a major way.
and it's a lifestyle thing. So it's definitely helped my journey, and hopefully we can inspire other people. You know, with me, it's either two ways you're gonna make a change, either from inspiration or desperation. And I was desperate. And that's where it came from.
Got it. And so for the people who are inspired by your journey, I know you guys have began to include memberships and cleanses for your business. Can you tell us how you originally basically scaled your business?
So we started by joining local cohorts, and then we also joined a national cohort, which gave us mentors such as Michael Stringer with MetLife. It's a multi-billion dollar company, and they helped us brainstorm, helped us as far as where we should go next. And then we also were in an accelerator program with Kwame. He was a contestant on Shark Tank. And he's also a good mentor of ours and helping us scale, you know, helping us as far as analytics, numbers, and things that you don't always think about as a young Black business owner. Just kind of like you have this idea and then it's like, oh, let me make sure I do all these things too so that the foundation is stable enough to actually build an ongoing company.
And my question to you guys, because I'm always interested in knowing where people's minds are at when they think of these things. Did you know to go to a local cohort on your own, or how did that idea come about?
We just kind of fell into it, and Todd's like, he finds everything on the internet.
I do a lot of like networking. Like you might think I'm up playing a video game. I'm up on my phone on social media, looking up, you know, I'm hashtag Black business or hashtag healthy, and just finding things and finding the people that's connected to the type of information that we're aligning ourselves with. And I just reach out. I reach out to people, you know. I may jump in that DM, you know. I just go hard. So we actually got in touch with accelerator group in Baltimore called Made in Baltimore by Andy Cook. He runs a nonprofit organization that gives small businesses the tools to scale, that gives them access to grants and funding and all types of mentorship. So that helped us get on the map as well and find vending events and festivals and things like that. So it's a really big networking opportunity in Baltimore City that we're just happy to be a part of.
And some of the people do choose you. Like, we've had calls that, you know, we think we're small, but then someone's calling us like, hey, we have this class or we have this program or this event that we want you guys to be in. And we got into some hospital events and things like that because of you guys' event. Young lady that sells candles, she actually put us in, what is that, UMBC?
University of Maryland.
We love it. That's one thing I just from social media following you guys, like, you guys pop up around the city so many different ways at markets, but I do see you doing like private events as well, and it's just like, that's next level. I'm excited for y'all. It's nice to just watch and see. And I know even our vendors, everybody's like, you guys have like an essence when you are connecting with the people, and then like, now you connect, like you said, you're networking, so you're connecting with the city.
For sure. And, you know, we're just happy to grow at the rate that we're growing. And eventually, you know, the growth is going to come so quickly. But that's a good problem. You know, you gotta start hiring people. You have to start having systems in place and standard operating procedures. You know, you always want to have a system in place just in case you're not around, your business is still running. So we're in the process of creating that engine that can run with or without us.
So you guys got a team now?
Well, we start interviews tomorrow.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, we did an episode a couple weeks back just about like when you know it's time to expand and get your team. So I'm happy to hear you guys at that point. Congratulations.
Yes. And also congratulations on winning a small business grant. When did you guys realize it was time to secure outside funding?
We definitely always knew that it needed to happen. We definitely went into business with the mindset that it's better to spend someone else's money. And, you know, that's something our mentors also continuously tell us. Like, we're like, oh, we're afraid of loans. We're afraid of this. And they're like, you have to do it. It's the only way that you can scale your business to the next level, because you don't want to use all your money and then you're left like, oh, dang, now I can't eat. Now I can't pay myself. So if you have somebody else's money to use, you use it. We have won the CCBC pitch competition. We also won the Salzburg pitch competition, both for $20,000, which helped us get bottles, machines, and all of the big stuff. Since with a juice bar, it is like a $100,000 startup business. Like, the machines are $20,000 alone. So it's definitely something that we always knew we would need funding for. Mm-hmm. And we didn't really scale or see growth until we got our first grant competition under our belt. And that's when everything kind of fell into place. And it was like that one thing led to so many different opportunities.
Got it. And I'm sorry, go ahead, Todd.
No, she hit the nail on the head with that one. For small businesses that want to acquire funding, when you're first starting up, just a word to the wise, we did it, we're still doing it. When you want to acquire funding, grants are the best thing in the beginning because you all have to pay that money back, and it covers startup costs and expenses, whether you want to get start marketing or buy your equipment, and start, just to try to put the foundation in place, buy inventory and stuff like that. But eventually you're going to want to move away from the grants and you want to move up to the next tier, which will start being credit lines. You want to secure lines of credit with banks. So that, and you'll get more money than an actual grant can give you. So then that will, build business credit, and then eventually you'll get to a point where you can start acquiring VCs, people to invest in your company. Yes. So that's the next step. So you can grow exponentially.
Okay, got it. And you know what? My question to you guys, because this, we always ask this to our guests, as far as a business plan, do you think that that's important before starting a business, or do you think it's okay to jump into the business and then develop your business plan as you go?
You definitely want to have a business plan already so that when mentors come to you, when these cohorts come to you, you have something to show. Now, you will always be tweaking that business plan. Like, we definitely have changed our business plan multiple times. We did the first grant competition. They helped us with the business plan. Next competition, we had to tweak it because now you've grown past your one-year goal. So now you have to tweak your business plan because now your goals are changed because you're at a different level. So that's something that would be forever changing. But you do want to have an idea of where you're going before you are asking for money or before you're expecting people to see your vision.
And also, one thing that you have to know, when making a business plan is what role do you want to play in your business? Do you want to be the hands-on type, or do you want to be the one engaging the customers, direct sales? You want to do the administration, the taxes? Whew, that's taxes crazy. or do you just want to get somebody to delegate everything? So it just depends on where you want to be. So having a plan, a structure in the beginning is good to help you to map out your choices so that you're not just making decisions on the fly and ultimately forgetting why you started and where you want to go.
Yeah, and you definitely don't want to end up working for yourself. You don't quit a business to just be working 9-to-5 again. You definitely want to go in with the mentality of being a owner, not a worker, not even a CEO. You got to put a CEO in the place. So you don't want to, especially if you don't want to stay a mom and pop type shop where you're in there 24 hours, 7 days a week, all the time, making it happen. You want to make sure that you can have everything operating without you. If you want to go on vacation, you have a team that's doing what you need to get done still.
You know what? You guys are super passionate, and I'm super inspired by the level of detail I can tell you put into your business. I just know where I'm at as a business owner. I'm not where you're at, and I'm like, I need to be on their level as far as just how you guys are meticulous and everything that you're doing. And I'm so sorry, I lost my train of thought a little bit, but let me just kind of move on and I'll come back to my point. Is there one piece of advice you would give to current and future business owners regarding just anything business related?
Yes, just some technical information. When you start your business, you wanna have a business email account. You wanna have a business phone number, a mailing address for your business. You want to have a logo. You want to have a color scheme. You want to have that business plan so you can gauge your growth. You can see where you're growing, how you're growing. And the main thing is you got to have discipline. No one's going to wake you up to tell you to go hard on your dream. So you have to be the one that keeps that momentum going. If not, you might as well just fill in the application on Indeed. Working for us. Sorry, no, I ain't say that. But I mean, for real though, like you really want to be a boss out there, because you know it's going to benefit not just you, but it's your legacy. You know, you want to leave something for your children and your wife and your husband. You know, so so strive for more than it's not just you that you right. build. You know,
and I would say numbers. You really have to know your numbers. Like, that's something that me and him are always discussing. I'm like, what can we actually afford? Like, what are we spending? How much are we making? Because when it's all said and done, grants are nice. But if you can't sustain yourself with the income you're making through your business, ultimately you're going to fail. Because grants are going to run out. And now it's going to be like, okay, are we getting enough bottles sold? Are we getting enough events? So always know your numbers, always have your profit margins, because that's the first thing mm-hmm. investors want to know. Credit lines, bank tellers, or whoever's doing your application for any type of credit line, they want to know your numbers. Like, that's the most important thing. You can have whatever idea you want, be as creative as you want, but if the numbers don't make sense, nobody's buying into what you're doing.
Yeah, that's how they know you're serious.
Right. And that makes a lot of sense. And my other point I was trying to make, just saying again, I'm so inspired by you guys. What's your why? You kind of hinted on it a little bit, I think, but if you guys could just say outright what your why is, why you are so disciplined, why you're going so hard, could you let us know what that is?
Well, we have similar whys, but mm-hmm. You go first.
I mean, mine is one word, legacy. Mm. You know, Black people don't have enough legacy. We don't have things that live beyond us, or we don't have things that we can see the fruit of our labor be passed down to generations, our grandkids, their children, etc. So, you know, it's just something that we both knew we wanted. We wanted to have something that we could give to our kids. And even if it's not, oh, I want to own a juice bar, we at least got enough money that if you want to go to school and be a doctor, you got the money to go to school and be a doctor now. You know what I mean? So it's just something that also gives back to the community. Health is a never-ending form of wealth, because mm-hmm. if you're not healthy, you can't do anything. Mm-hmm. So just giving the community a healthy alternative to junk food or sodas or whatever, that's even a legacy. That's something that's mm-hmm. going to help for generations to come.
Mm-hmm. And just to add to that why, mm-hmm. my why is freedom.
Yeah.
Everybody wants that freedom, just to travel when you want to travel, just to not have to wake up at 9 o'clock in the morning. You know, if you want to stay in bed, or if you want to just, you know, just do what you want to do, eat what you want to eat, be who you want to be. And sadly, it's not sadly, but truthfully, mm-hmm. you need the funds to live the life you want to live. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure, you know, whatever God or universal creator you pray to did not put you here to suffer. You know, so we're all in this to try to make a way to live prosperously and to live in abundance and to live in our truth, mm-hmm. you know. So this is the juice bar business is very near and dear to my heart. I also know that it heals a lot of people. It healed me. So I want it to, you know, I want to share this so it can heal friends and family and paying customers too. Why not?
That's amazing to hear, because like I feel like just talking to you guys, like Jasmine has reiterated that you guys, your ideas are on another level. Like, we speak to small businesses, and the fact that you guys are already envisioning where you want to go and what you want for yourselves to get business, it's refreshing to hear. That's the first thing. But with it being Black Business Month, it's just good to see, because for a lot of us, we do get stuck. Like, I know you guys have been in business for over 5 years, and over 50% of small businesses don't make it to that point. So the fact that you are there, it really is telling, because it shows that you guys are doing the work. One big thing I didn't notice, just when making sure I do some research on you guys before we spoke today, I took a look at your website, and again, it's just another level. Like, I don't think I saw a picture of you guys even on a website. Like, you can see what you're creating. Like, you're creating a business that'll stand for itself. And like you said, you don't want to, at some point we got to move past like that hustle. Like, you're business owners at this point, and you guys are thinking about like outsourcing, you're thinking about hiring them. So that's going to be even more impactful to the community as well. So it's just good to see this image. You guys are young, Black and from Baltimore. Like, let's give it up. And it really is amazing to see you guys in this position as business owners right now. So congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah, we definitely got to put some pictures up though, so people can see that. You know,
to keep it like this, it's cool. Y'all show your face in the community. You guys really do. You support so many people, and you show your face, so your customer know who you are. But going to your site is like you. It's a $1 million business that I'm looking at just right now. So it's just really nice to see. It's an inspiration. Like, okay. Need some tips. Give us some gems. Seriously, maybe what is a gem you could give to a Black business or a Black entrepreneur?
It's all about your personality. Like, a lot of the blessings we've received is truly because people like us. Like, even though we're in cohorts with so many people, or like, for instance, our national cohort. The national cohort we're in is a small minority business cohort, and we actually did a competition against multi-million dollar companies. Like, some of these people are already making millions a year or thousands a year, and we came in third place. So it really was like we messed up on the pitch, but because they liked our personality, they liked our unity, they liked our relationship, like, they still wanted to work with us. They still gave us some funding. And even now, a lot of the times, you know, we have a hauling business as well. We did a hauling job the other day, found out the guy was one of the people doing our grant. He liked us so much, he hit up Todd and was like, "You're proof for your grant." Mm-hmm. So your personality just goes so far, you know, like, your personality is, you gotta be top tier. You gotta be beautiful on the inside and out so that you attract the type of people that wanna support you, wanna gift you, wanna help you. We got our kitchen the same way. Right now we are at North Ave Market. We use them as a kitchen. And I was just kind of talking to the girl whose fiance owns the whole building and everything in that area. And I was just like, "Hey, you guys ever think of renting your kitchen out?" She was like, "I mean, not really, but we will. We can." So it really comes down to being likable.
I do second that. I agree. You gotta have, you know, we're people at the end of the day, you know, and you gotta get along. You know, business is about money, you know, and about transactions, you know, and you have to give people a right transaction on a social level as well, just so that they can remember you and with a positive image in their mind. And we do that naturally, you know. It's free to be kind, you know. It doesn't cost you anything to be a good person, you know, and that translates in our work ethic. It translates in how we interact with other customers. It translates in the energy of our product. You know, people drink our juice and they smile and get happy. And I believe in that, you know, energy. You know, if the energy when we make the food, in the juice, it goes into the experience. So that always helps us out in the end. But a gem for a small business owner, a Black small business owner, or any small business owner, is to stay organized.
Yeah.
You know, you have to have some type of organization in order to reach levels of success. And you know, we don't have it all together, but we're getting there. You know, you have to set persistence in place when it comes to your marketing, your ads, your payroll, your schedules, you know, the inventory you keep. So you have to just stay organized. Whatever you need to do to stay organized, set an alarm on your phone just to say, "Okay, I have to study at this time. Okay, I'm going to sleep at that time." You have to create rituals in order to create that lifestyle that you want to live. You know, you have to put something in order. That's the only way your business is going to be in order, if you're in order.
Ooh, perfect. I'm always taking all this in and writing down my own notes, I promise you. I do want to ask you guys a question. If you're comfortable answering, please. If not, just let me know. But as far as, this is a question we do ask to our other guests, but as far as spirituality, how much of a role does spirituality play into your entrepreneurial journey?
100%.
Big role. We definitely try to stay prayed up. You know, we do believe in God, or Christian, however you want to call it. So we definitely try to stay prayed up. And one thing I always pray for is to, you know, God to keep me humble, grounded, and focused, because it's definitely important for me to stay righteous. You know, all the money in the world is nice and all, but if you don't have that relationship with God and that love in your heart, then it's really not going to be worth it, because in the end, things won't go wrong, even when you think it's going right. So,
right. Yeah, I agree with that. You know, I know that, like, I like to bring ethics and my spiritual values into the workplace. It leads to, like, extra productivity and increases my profitability, because I lead with a lot of care for people, you know, and spirituality has cultivated a lot of peace in my life. And so we like to have peaceful interactions, and that ultimately gives us, you know, a very good bank account that makes us feel peaceful at the end of the day, you know? So, you know, we always meet with God. We pray all the time, pray at night. Sometimes we just meditate while we're in the kitchen making our juice. You know, meditation doesn't have to be you sitting with your legs crossed chanting. It could be you making juice and you're in your rhythm and you're in that one zone. You're just in that zone, you know. So it definitely helps us keep an even head.
Well, thank you guys so much for taking the time out and sharing your story with us and our audience. We really appreciate it. This has been a huge learning lesson for me. You guys have inspired me, and I know you inspire others to take action. And it's real action. A lot of people, they can't tell you, they don't give a lot of information, but you guys are literally saying step by step what it is that you did. And people can take that and literally go out and pursue that today and follow behind you guys. So I know you guys will be successful. So I just am looking forward to continuing to watch you guys grow and to see you guys build that legacy and also having that freedom. So thank you guys again so much for joining us. And Sierra, I know you probably wanted to say something.
I'm super proud. It's funny just to be able to see you guys right now. I am really proud, because I just remember just years ago, Todd sending a link saying, hey, dream, y'all support me. Like, the simple way to support, just go vote for this dream. Then just to see, like, all the hard work y'all are continuously doing, like Jasmine said, it is inspirational. It's a gentle reminder to keep going, because Jasmine and I, we like moving on emotions a little bit. Like, when we just feel good, we want to jump. Like, earlier this year, we told our audience, like, just start the business, just run and start the business. But it's good to reiterate. It's good to have that dream, that passion, but to do the work behind it, create the steps so that way you can have a focus for where you want to go. So that is definitely a reminder for me as well, because I got my hands in a lot of things, but to stop and really just be intentional about where I want to go in the future, it was mm-hmm. I'm grateful to hear it today. So again, proud of y'all. Can't wait to see what's next. Yes. Of course, let our listeners know how they can support you, where they can find you online.
For sure. So online, go check us out. We do online orders on our e-commerce site at www.treehousejuiceryonline.com. You can place orders. You can also subscribe to a weekly or monthly subscription, and the juice gets delivered to you for free if you live in the Baltimore City or Baltimore County area. We also do cold shipping nationwide. So your juice or your gallon of juice will be sent to your doorstep completely frozen. And the shelf life is 6 months if it's frozen. And once it thaws, it's 7 days. We're also on Instagram. Our hashtag is, our username is @treehousejuiceryonline. And you can find us on Facebook as well. And we are also at a couple farmers markets in the Baltimore area. We're at Fells Point Farmers Market Saturday from 9 to 12:30 p.m. or 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. This spring and summer, we're going to be at Catonsville Sunday Farmers Market as well in the morning on Sunday. And just check us out on Instagram. We're updating our menus and our schedule constantly. So just follow up on there, and we hope to see you guys soon.
Yeah. Pop up on y'all this year.
Pull up.
Yes, guys, make sure you go and follow them. Please support this beautiful small business. And thank you guys so much for joining us. We hope to keep the conversation going on offline. So make sure you follow us at We Should Have Recorded That on Facebook and on Instagram. And make sure you leave us a comment and let us know what it is that you learned today. If you are a local business or if you know someone who would be interested in partnering or sponsoring with us, please email us at hello@weshouldhaverecordedthat.com. Until next time, guys.
Bye.